Welcome into Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, presented by Iowa Specialty Hospitals, the Webster City Clinic. And with us on the line is the head cross country coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Emily Bookman. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
So off to the start of this season, at least on the boys' side, it's been a pretty solid start so far. You guys have had a lot of mid-tier finishes to the meets you've been running at here lately, but you've had some good individual performances. Landon Grove is one runner that stood out. He's got a season-low time of 18 minutes and 52 seconds. What have you made of his strides from his sophomore year to his junior year?
He's really improved and grown as a runner and as a young man as well. He's kind of taken a leadership role with the team. He and Eli both are kind of leading the boys and getting some good quality workouts in.
Some of your other varsity runners, Logan Halfwasson, Pete Coburn, Ben Bailey, just to name a few, they have also seen market improvements from a season ago. How have they rounded out your varsity squad on the boys' side? What do you think of their performance so far throughout the first quarter of the season?
They've really helped out. They've stepped up from their times last year. You know, they've put in the effort and the practice and the hard work to get better, and it's paying off for them. It's showing now.
On the girls' side of things, it's a little more veteran team, but not so much of a veteran experience on the team. You have veteran runners, but maybe not some with a ton of varsity experience, but Paige Doolittle is leading the way so far for your girls' team. She's ran a season-low time for your girls' squad of 23 minutes and 2 seconds. What have you made of her improvement in performance compared to last season?
She is improving. I know that's always been a concern for her. She wants to keep improving and keep pushing herself to get better. They're a very close group of runners. We've got some new faces with us in the upperclassmen, but they're very close. They get out, they work together, they work well, and that's been showing in meets with their pack running. They're usually not too far away from each other. You can grab a lot of good pictures of them at meets.
As far as some of the other varsity runners, Annika Kienzel, Anna Lammers, Madison, and Mercedes Bone, you mentioned that they're a tight-knit group of runners as a team. But as individuals, how have those four, your other top five runners, at least time-wise on the season, how have they shown improvement? How have they shown improvement from the start of the season to this point in the season?
Well, it's kind of our first season getting to see Maddie and Mercedes. And Annika, because it's their first year with us as Hawks. But just hearing times and things that they've said in the past, they're right on with where they've been in the past and getting better every day. Anna's worked hard all summer long, gotten ready for this season, you know, stepping up and being that senior leader as well.
And when you look ahead of your schedule, you guys don't have any cross country meets this week, but you do have a meet next Thursday at Colonesco. What is the expectation from your team when you guys go over to Colonesco to run their invitational?
I'm hoping we'll have a similar performance to last year. We ran really well at Colonesco last year, and I believe we came in second on the girls' side and first on the boys' side, so I'm looking forward to some more strong performances there. And we did actually pick up a meet this week. We'll be running the Gilbert meet on Iowa State's course on Thursday.
All right, sounds good. So you heard her, folks. South Hamilton running at the Iowa State course for the Gilbert Invitational on Thursday. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
That was the head coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Emily Bookman, here on 95.7 KQWC with Coach Speak, brought to you by Iowa Specialty Hospitals. And we'll be right back after this.